Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into how you can create a garden that, well, just works here. Picture this in your Cloverdale or maybe Fleetwood backyard. Stunning, low effort, alive with bees, hummingbirds, and looking great even in dry summers with hardly any watering. So that's our goal today, figuring out the absolute best native plants for the Surrey, BC climate, looking ahead to 2025.
Exactly. And it's more than just picking plants that look nice. It's about understanding how choosing species that actually belong here.
Yeah.
You know, from our corner of BC.
Yeah.
Something the city of Surrey also encourages, how that builds landscapes that are tough, that save water, support local critters, and honestly save you a lot of work.
Okay, so before we jump into specific plants, let's really get a handle on what your garden's dealing with. Surrey's climate, it has this this wet winter, dry summer thing going on. Like November can dump almost 300 millimeters of rain, but then July, August, sometimes less than 25 mil. How does that massive swing affect things? And why are native plants the champs at handling it?
Well, that's a great point, because that swing, that paradox, is exactly what our native plants are built for. They've evolved right here. So unlike a lot of non-natives that might, you know, drown in winter or just bake in summer, these guys have strategies. Think deep roots grabbing that winter moisture, or special leaves that don't lose water easily when it's super dry. It's really clever natural design. And this connects to our plant hardiness zone, 8B. It means our winters are generally mild enough for these specific plants to survive year-round without you needing to do much special protection.
And it's not just the big picture climate, right? Even in your own yard, those little differences matter. That zone 8B is an average, like a hot sunny spot against a brick wall, maybe in Panorama Ridge, totally different from a cool, shady north side in, say, Fraser Heights. Plus, our soil, it's naturally acidic, often clay or sandy. Natives are already used to this stuff. Makes your life easier. All right. Okay. So climate, soil, we've got the groundwork. Let's talk plants, the all-stars. I'm excited for this bit. If you could only pick one or two to start.
Ugh, that's tough. But if you add just one tree, make it the vine maple. It's graceful, multi-stemmed, stunning fall color golds, oranges, reds. And here's the kicker. It works in sun or deep shade. So it can actually help cool your house in summer, let sun in during winter. Smart, right?
Okay, vine maple. Got it.
Yep.
And for that pop of color early on, something to bring in the birds.
Ah, then red flowering currant. Definitely. It's like rolling out the welcome mat for hummingbirds in early spring. Those pinky red flowers are gorgeous. Plus, it's super tough, drought tolerant once it settles in.
Makes sense. What about those really tricky spots, like deep shade under big trees where nothing seems to grow?
Yeah, trying to force something not suited for dry shade. It's a losing battle. That's where salal is just, well, brilliant. It's this tough, evergreen ground cover, perfect for dry shade, even under those big conifers, a real problem solver.
And for the opposite, hot, sunny, maybe dry banks.
Kinnikinnick, hands down, it's one of the toughest ground covers we have. Forms this, like, dense, glossy mat. The leaves turn this lovely wine red color in winter. Just needs good drainage. That's key for Kinnikinnick.
Right, good drainage. And is there a fern that's kind of a must-have?
Oh, absolutely. The Western sword fern, iconic. You really can't have a Pacific Northwest native garden without it. Those bold, deep green fronds give structure all year round. Real texture. Indispensable, really.
Okay, great list. So we know what to plant. Now, how do we put them together? How do you design with these?
Good question. Connecting it to the bigger picture. Think layers. Think groups. That's how nature does it. On a pollinator hotspot. Layer the bloom times. Early stuff like the red flowering currant, then maybe newt corot. Later things like nodding onion. Keep the food coming. And plant them in clusters, you know. Groups of 3, 5, 7. Looks better. And pollinators find them easier.
Oh, and add a little shallow water dish with pebbles. They love that.
Like a little bee spa. I like it. Yeah. And for shade, embrace it.
Yeah.
Don't fight it. Use those ferns. Western sword, deer fern.
Yeah.
Ground covers like Pacific bleeding heart, wild ginger. And use that vine maple as your standout feature. It looks amazing. And the best part, once these native gardens get going, they're super low maintenance. Very little summer water needed for mature plants.
Yeah.
And it's worth pointing out, the city of Surrey actually encourages watering established trees and shrubs even during stage one restrictions. Shows how valuable and resilient they are. Just remember local rules, like Surrey's tree bylaw. Small natives like vine maple usually avoid permits needed for big trees over 30 centimeter diameter. And Metro Vancouver's water restrictions, May 1st to October 15th, makes these water-wise natives an even smarter move for you.
So, wrapping this up, What's the big takeaway for you, the listener? It sounds like it's about creating a garden that's smarter, not harder work, one that's resilient, functional, and really feels like here, like the Pacific Northwest.
Exactly that. Your yard can become your own little nature sanctuary. You get beauty through all four seasons, plus you get visitors, birds, butterflies. It's really rewarding.
So here's something to think about. What small native plant step could you take first to start building your own thriving, resilient Surrey garden today?